Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. Dr. Sherry Keffer is with us.
Hey,
Sherry.
Everybody.
And Chris Williams.
Yes.
He is right here. And then joining us is Larry Sonnenberg. And
hey,
Larry,
Steve.
I want you to just hold on. We've got a caller that can't wait. And we want to go to Katie right now. And then we're going to talk with Larry a little bit. Katie from Phoenix, Arizona, listens online. Hi, Katie. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How could we help you?
So here's my question. My question has to do with my 17-year-old daughter.
Okay.
So this past summer, her dad and I discovered that she had been doing some experimenting with alcohol and marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Just research kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I guess. Okay. So we sat down, we had our long discussion with her to get all the details, and at the end of it, her dad and I said to her, look, in order for us to feel that you are as safe as you can be, here's what we need. What we need from you, as long as you are in this house. Okay, so she's 17. She'll be 18 in March, and she's planning on moving out in May with a roommate.
Okay. All right.
So this all happened in July. We said, what we need is for you to submit to random drug and alcohol tests, at our choosing, the time. And we are not comfortable with you spending the night at someone else's house. You're welcome to have friends over here, but you need to be home by your curfew each night. And those things in place would help us to feel relatively safe about, where your whereabouts. And so she agreed to all that. So here we are in December. She has tested clean as often as we have tested her for both drugs and alcohol. And so this past week, she had asked to spend the night over at a friend's house. And it happened to be the same friend that she was doing the drinking and the drugs with over the summer. It's an apartment, so there are no adults there. It's just roommates. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to spend the night there, and we told her no. And she was very upset and said, what can I do? I've how am I ever going to get your trust back? And, we said, well, that was going to be our rule, until you moved out. And it didn't go over very well. So my question is it inappropriate for us to hold her to this that long, or is that okay for us to do that?
Okay. Well, let's hear from Chris and Sherry on that. And what do you guys think? Is this a valid thing, or is it too tough on a 17-year-old?
Well, Katie, my first question is, what is ultimately your purpose for your daughter? What do you want for her?
I want her to be safe, and I want her to make good decisions on her own.
She's not going to make good decisions on her own if she doesn't have the opportunity to.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, I'm not saying, because I don't think what you're doing is wrong. I don't think it's bad or off. I'm like wondering, like, what's the purpose in all of this? How is this preparing her for adulthood?
See, parents do this. Parents basically say, show me you're responsible and I'll give you freedom. And then teenagers say, well, give me my freedom, I'll show you responsible. But you guys have somewhat created a double bind that doesn't give her a lot of elbow room to show you she can sleep overnight. She knows you could still randomly drug test her, so, you know, she's still accountable. But she may have a chance to show you that she can do it.
Okay, we'll try to help you present this to her right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Katie. And Katie, at the break, we were just discussing, okay, how do you do it? What do you say? And Chris wants to share with you what we think is a way to go back to her, if you feel like it, and kind of redo this a little bit.
Yeah, Katie, your daughter asked a phenomenal question. How do I earn my trust back? And you need to get one. We believe you need to give her the opportunity to do that. And how she does that is that she takes this freedom and she deals with it responsibly. As Sherry said, she already knows that you can randomly test. So we want to encourage you in that direction and give her the opportunity.
Okay, so how does she say it to her, though, now that she's told her she can't? How does she say it? Does she say, hey, I've been thinking about your question and about how do I earn my freedom, and I really haven't kind of worked that out. So I've rethought this, and we're going to let you go over there and spend the night and show us that you are deserving of this kind of freedom.
That sounds
great.
Would
that be the way to?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Katie, you get where we're going with this, right?
I do. I totally get it. And I've been wavering back and forth.
Yeah.
Is it my house rules and am I allowed to stand on that or am I, like you said, I'm not giving her an opportunity to prove herself to me. And so
that
question.
If she was 16, I would have a different answer for you, but she's about to be 18. And so I think you can always go back with the reboot key has been on, and I think she'll respect that and honor that, and drug test her the next week. I don't know if you should do that, but you'll know how she responded.
And you know, sometimes parenting is like a GPS. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to recalculate because it's a relationship and you renegotiate, but that's where compromise and change and growth happens. So good for you for even being willing.
Yeah. And the only difference is our GPS as parents, it doesn't have a built-in map, you know.
I know.
You gotta make it up as you go along. All right. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio because we are getting so close to the end of the year, and we're a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. Maybe you guys aren't nervous, but we need your support. We need your help. Larry, talk about our need and what people can do about it.
Well, the real need is to end the year and start the year on strong footing. And to do that, we need a really good year end. And we need the good footing to start the new year and end the year so that the incredible ministry that happens. God does amazing work through this ministry. I've worked in ministry since 1982, and I've volunteered at churches all that time, and there's not a church, and there's not a mission field, and there's not anything that does what we do. They all do good stuff, and they're all amazing. Everybody's got amazing stories in ministry. Mm-hmm. But what we do that affects the people the way we do, we call it the dirty jobs of ministry, there's nothing like it. And we just depend upon strength financially to get into the new year and get going. So you can help fund this ministry into the new year with a strong year end.
So,
you know, the thing, just 1 second, Sherry, the thing the ministry does is it provides counseling over radio for folks that maybe will never, ever hear any other kind of counsel than this because it's either not available or they can't afford it. And then we've got counselors, about 1,500 Christian counselors who know how to do it. They've got the skills. They know how to use those counseling tools. And then we do these intensives that are just incredible, and they change lives. And Sherry, you do one of those. What were you going to say? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, I'm kind of laughing right here with Larry because the fact that he used the word "start the year on good footing" is almost comical because he's got crutches and he's limping around with a foot brace. But let me tell you the story that makes sense financially. Larry just told me his grandchild was falling down a flight of stairs, and he saw him, and he gave everything to run towards him to catch him. As he was running, he missed some of the stairs and went headlong, but, you know, fractured a couple bones in your foot. And I told him, I said, "Wow, Larry, you took one for the team. You gave all for someone that you loved. And, you know, you're working on getting your good footing repaired." But when you think about those that listen to us every day, what we're asking you to do is take one for the team. We're asking you to give money because you love what you're hearing and you love what's happening and what we do. The callers that call, we're loving them. But we need you. We need someone to take, right? We need someone to take it for the team.
To give it for
financially,
the team.
Yeah. So please give.
And really, folks, I tell you, you just won't find a ministry that can spend less money to produce more ministry. People that have been, you know, involved with other ministries say that. We really do we just spend as if it's going to be the last dollar that's there.
It's true.
And you can give a scholarship if you want to be sure it directly goes into helping another human being. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go to newlife.com. There's also the New Life app is another way to give. But please help us here at year end. Anything else you want to say about that, Larry?
Well, they could mail a check or a gift to New Life at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, as long as that is postmarked on or before December 31st, it will be subject to a taxable donation receipt for 2016.
Okay, so just so it's in there by midnight. And thank you, Larry, for
thank
that.
You.
And I really believe that everybody that gives, when they hear of the folks and their lives that have been changed, they are receiving a tremendous blessing, knowing that they've been part of something pretty spectacular that just doesn't always happen. And so,
the last thing I want to say is thank you to everybody who has given this year.
Absolutely,
it's amazing. You know, we're a little bit behind the number of people who gave. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but we had about 9,000 people who gave during the year in 2015. And in 2016, we were like at 8,800 a couple of days ago. So if we could get a few more hundred people to give this last week or so, it would put us over the top some. I really believe it.
All right. We really hope that you will consider coming alongside us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number, newlife.com. Please help us here at Year End stay on the air and do what we've been doing for a very long time. All right, let's go to, how about Judy? Judy's calling us from Minot, North Dakota. Hello, Judy. KNDR is the station. How you doing?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Today how can we help? I'm calling about my relationship with my daughter. It's been very stressful for years. She is 32 years old, suffers from grand mal seizures and petit mal seizures, has had a learning disability for years. She functions right around the 15, 16-year-old level. I've always been an advocate for her, and at one time my husband and I were her guardian after she was of age. So we've always been very involved. We are raising her 7-year-old son. We've been raising him since he's been about 10 months old. And I need to do something to try and repair my relationship with her, but where that stands right now, I'm more concerned about my grandson, so I prompt everything that happens with him and his mother.
Okay.
What did you say?
I prompted. Yes, I'll initiate, well, why don't you call your mom? Or because of the fact she doesn't drive, she never could get a driver's license. When I travel to the city where she lives, I'll call her and we go pick her up. Any family functions, we always make the arrangements and get her and take her home.
Okay, so I think we understand the picture that you've got with her. What is the question?
Well, my question is, we recently found out she's expecting another baby. And I was really in an uproar for quite some time, but I decided to give it to God, and he'll work this out. My question to you is, with her first child, she did not bond with him.
Mm-hmm.
Can this happen again? That is one of the, if I feel as her mother, if she can bond with this next baby, that'll help. Wholeheartedly help.
Judy, has she bonded?
But it's that natural motherly bond isn't there.
Yeah, let me jump in. Has she bonded with anybody? It doesn't sound like she's bonded with you, and she's not bonded with her 7-year-olds, right?
That's how sometimes I feel that way. Yes, and she comes to me as a very last resort, and it's always been that way.
Yes, she operates on emergency.
But she treats me And why our relationship is complicated is my husband and my son, and we are very close family-wise. I'm the oldest of 7 siblings. My sisters come to me, Robin, how can you handle Jessica doesn't treat you right? And I've always just said, well, she's my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, I just need to love her more.
Mm-hmm. Judy, I my heart is pounding. I feel like I want to go into triage mode here with you. I want to go into triage.
Let Sherry help you here.
First off, why would you even think that a daughter who's functioning at a 15 or 16 year old level would be okay with a baby? It's like a teenager having a baby.
I know.
So let's get out of fantasy here for a second, because it feels like that you're wanting to exchange this new little baby that's coming into the world as maybe experiment to get your relationship back with your daughter. There are some big issues here, my dear.
I know that. And I do realize she's not capable of that.
I get it.
I don't know how to intervene.
Okay, well, I'm going to probably get letters on this one, but I am going to say it. What is stopping you all from working towards an intervention to help your daughter not get pregnant again? She is acting like a 15-year-old and is having sex with people without being emotionally responsible. There might be medical interventions that you could consider for that out of compassion, not only for her, but for more babies coming into the world.
Right. Well, we had things in place when she was a minor, and like I expressed, we had guardianship. When she... took off and left. And we're talking back when she was in her early 20s. She...
Judy,
we
let me...
absolutely couldn't control the situation where we got a different... We stepped away as guardians and got the state to be your guardian.
Judy, let me jump in. This is Chris. I just think there is... We could go for hours on stories that you have with your daughter. You have enough evidence in your life to know that your situation is chaotic, it's fast, it's furious. You need simplicity. You need very, very strong, simple boundaries of what you will and will not do for your daughter and will not do for your grandchild. Part of this, and a huge part of this, speaking to take your life back, is your life has revolved around your daughter, and you have tons of voices speaking into that. You need a few, very few, trusted voices with a clear plan on what to do in this situation, and get out of the business of taking care of everybody else. You need to take care of you.
All right. I hope that's helpful. We might have a comment or two after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and really glad that we're getting to talk with Katie here. And, Judy. In this situation, Judy, don't be surprised if, even though she hasn't parented the child that you're taking care of, that she won't try on this new one, even though she will have a very difficult time. Sometimes a mother who's given up one child will say, okay, you know, I'm going to start clean with this new baby. And so you have to, I think, not just turn it over to the state, but really stay on top of it and make sure that if that is what she does, that, you know, this baby, new baby, isn't in danger. And it's so painful for the child that was given up, you know, to see the mother keeping the next child and wanting to have a relationship. But it does happen often. And I just hope and pray that any kind of intervention you can do, like Sherry was saying, that you will do that. Anybody else have a comment here?
Well, you know, it's a reality that your daughter could have a grand mal seizure and that baby could be in that house and no one caring for it. Yeah. So that new baby is at risk. Please take that seriously and get into your own therapy. Talk to social workers and get a plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A plan really is important. Really important. Yeah.
All right. Really glad you called, and I will send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope that she would read that, and it might be a blessing to her, as it has been. I got some really great reviews on this book, and in February I'll be doing a sermon series that you actually could tune into live while I'm preaching there. The service is connected. But you can also, in March, come to the Take Your Life Back workshop and our intensive. It's going to be fantastic, and I hope that you will join us for that. Right now, I want to play a clip from tv.newlife.com, and we've tried to outline all these different roles, and here comes Sherry Keffer playing the role of the scapegoat.
I'm the one that's real and raw, and I get really sick and tired of how people pretend at these events. So, I just go as myself, and you know what? If I get a little overwhelmed, I'll just call my tribe. I'll start looking up things on my phone and maybe download some cool music that I've been wanting to listen to and I haven't had enough time. And if things get really, really bad, I brought my rubber cement. I might just go up back and take a few whiffs of that just to go offline for a while. It's tough to be in this family, but I do my best to be myself. I'm the scapegoat.
Well, I think you'll find yourself in this, and you know, there's nothing worse than the scapegoat going back in the alley and gluing her nose shut. And that's just one of the things that are in this pretty amazing video. It's funny, but then it's
so
really
real.
Revealing.
I have to tell you, when I played that role, I can see why scapegoats actually like being who they are. Mm-hmm. Because that raw and real part of them that's really honest, they kind of speak it and they don't clean themselves up well. I think what happens in our families is we react to that and everybody pulls away from them. But if you guys will listen to what the scapegoats are really saying, mm-hmm. they can bring some truth into the family that nobody, absolutely nobody, is brave enough to say.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's oftentimes why they're scapegoated, because the family's afraid of the truth and they hold the truth.
They see it. Yeah. They call it out. So.
No, that's true. Well, anyway, this is all part of tv.newlife.com. Go there. You'll get some free time, holiday special time, and it really is helping so many people. We love it. So take a look at tv.newlife.com. It could change everything for you. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Lee from Columbus, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM. Hello there, Lee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on in your life today that we might be able to help you with?
Well, I just had a question. I was, I was in a relationship for about 17 years and engaged for 10 of that, and it broke apart a couple years ago. But the he's still in contact with me. So, like, you know, what I'm doing and just seeing how I'm doing and things like that. And I was just wondering, my question is, you know, I've been trying to separate a lot of that to stay, because, you know, the lives were so intertwined. So I've been trying to separate that, but he makes himself very visible and, you know, available. Know where he's at or something like that. And I just wondered, maybe am I just crazy, or, I mean, why is he continuing to reach out whenever he's involved, he's been involved with somebody else, and I kind of knew that when this all happened, that there was somebody there. I just didn't know who it was. So,
well, you know, he's a thief. He's a thief, and he stole your heart, and for so many of those years, he owned you, essentially. You know, we tell, if you're not married, dating somebody after a couple of years, you know, you've got to move on there. And he didn't set you free, and now he's still entangling you, because that's what he does. And only you can say what needs to be said, changing your email address, your cell phone number, all of the things to get him out of your life, because he's ruining your life. He took so many years of your life and just walked into the life of somebody else. He'll do the same thing there. But I want to hear from our female therapist here when we come back what she thinks about this. And so you hold on, and we'll try to help you here. I'm telling you, it's hard to let go of somebody you've dated for a while, but it might be the best thing.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Sherry's going to talk right here, heart to heart, because you need that heart-to-heart connection. So, Lee, here is Sherry. Sherry, Lee.
So I just have one question, Lee, and then I'll make a comment. So which one of, or both of your parents maybe, was the black hole in your family? Which one wasn't there for you?
Well, for me, it would have been my dad.
Okay.
My dad died when I was young.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. How old were you?
19.
19, and your dad died. Mm-hmm. Was it sudden?
Yes.
Okay. Was he close to you growing up?
Not really.
Okay. So you had a dad that wasn't close growing up, and then he went away. There's a part of you that has given up 17 years of her life being in a relationship with an avoidant man, much like your dad. And really, the way he has cared for you has been more like Pluto revolving around the sun. It only happens ever so often. But because of the longing in your heart, this unrequited love and longing for a dad to fill that void in you, you've chosen a man who doesn't really get close to you. And so it's familiar. Right. It feels like it's, you know, you kind of settle in and go, okay, I know this journey, but you never get the intimacy you're longing for. You won't. He can't give it to you. In fact, he can't give it to anybody. He'll have his foot in your world and another woman's world, and then when he's over there with her, he's back with you. This man can't give you what you need. He can't be attached to. But why are you holding on to a man who can't attach to you deeply? Instead, well, where you need to go is you need to go look at your dad wound. You need to go repair that hole in your heart with real connection, deep connection.
And it, you know, here's the thing. It's not too late. There are plenty of folks your age that get into meaningful relationships. And if you would start going to some kind of support group, recovery group, that's where you meet other people that are in, you know, really trying to do their life over. Not just maybe in the group you join, but you start becoming part of the transforming community versus the justifying community. And I'm telling you, you could make a bold move and get this guy out of your life. If he was to show interest and say, let's go get married, he's going to be in somebody else's bed pretty quickly if he's like all the other guys that we've dealt with like him. He has nothing for you, nothing whatsoever. So I'm glad that we got to your call. I hope that there's something helpful here. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I think you're going to like what it says. Okay, so we're going to send that out to you. God bless you. Thank you for calling us. Now let's go to Jessica, Berkeley, New York. Listen on Sirius, but sometimes she has to go quickly. Let's now go to Gloria from Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. And you?
Doing all right. How could we help today? What's going on?
I just want to give a comment. Me and my husband went through Every Man's Battle conference, and he came home and he said, I don't care where I find the money. I'm going to send you to Women in the Battle. I want you to go. So he came home and I went, and it changed our lives. It really did.
Awesome.
Ever since he went to Women in the Battle, this January will be 2 years. And he has been porn free since he came home.
There you go.
God has did an amazing transformation in his life. He is now a mentor for two husbands at church that have a porn issue. He's been a mentor for them and trying to help them understand their journey. And I loved Women in the Battle. I felt like my story wasn't near as horrible as some of the women I was with, but to connect with those women was amazing. And to connect with Sherry, oh my word, Sherry, I just cannot wait to see you again someday.
She's pretty amazing.
You are an incredible woman, incredible. I have to tell you one more thing quickly. The other day, me and my husband, we listened to New Life so faithful. The other day you were on, and I love when you're on the show because you hit the heart so deeply. My husband said, he had tears in his eyes, and he said, her voice sounds like warm, dripping butter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Boy, that is so great.
I just had to tell you, you are an amazing blessing.
Oh, well, so many of us, we're like,
Well, thank you. You make me think of, I did some shows with Lego Bob and Queen Leanne. She was the one who bought the Lego castle and started giving her husband, Bob, pieces of the Legos every day that he worked to sobriety. And I love hearing what you did with your husband and he did with you, because you guys call us all up. Well, your story of testimony right now, everybody who's listening going, I need to do that. And look at what they did. Yeah. They made it. You guys are heroes on the other side. So,
hey, listen, I am so thankful for your phone call, because I'm sure somebody who's feeling hopeless, I hope, that they have heard this and they know all you have to do is pick up a phone that weighs about 2,000 pounds when you pick it up. At least you think it does.
It does.
And call us and say, okay, it's time. Here's the thing. They can stay like they are, or Gloria, they can experience what you're experiencing. Not just a saved marriage, but a marriage that you're happy with. That's what we want for everybody else. I'll send you.
The conferences are amazing.
Thank you.
There's people waiting to welcome you with open arms. And so anybody that is thinking about it, you got to go. It will change your life.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Gloria, you are now elected listener of the day. And I'll send you the Take Your Life Back 365-Day Devotional. I hope you like it. Thank you so much for calling. Really, really appreciate that so much. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal's calling. I don't know where she's
Hello?
Calling from. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I listen to your show every day. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate
I'm a little nervous. I'm from the Willis area.
Yeah.
And my question is, me and my boyfriend, you know, we've been together a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And me and him, we were both struggling with methamphetamine. And as of February 17th, we will be clean a year.
Good deal.
But we also struggled with Vicodin, you know, and I struggled with Xanax as well.
Yeah.
And so Saturday, I called my pastor and I confessed. And I had everybody pray for us. And then I went to church on Sunday and I laid it down. I gave it to God. And I'm 3 days sober off of pills. My question is, my boyfriend's going to the doctor today because, you know, he had knee surgery a long time ago. And he's going to the doctor today to get Vicodin. And the enemy's trying to come at me really hard because, you know, I don't know what to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he just wants enough for the rest of the month. And I've already told him I will do everything I can to get this doctor shut down. You know, he's already being, you know, watched by the cops and stuff, you know, because I'm confused, you know. I want to do this together with him because we
right.
were both led to Christ by my mom, who
right.
is
now a, listen, a, listen, you know. Listen real quick here, okay, because we want to help
okay.
you.
Okay.
Are either of you involved in any kind of recovery group?
No, but actually my church, a lot of people in my church, they have been addicted to meth and drugs and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so they want to get together, not necessarily a 12-step program, but just get together and talk about, you know, how long we've been clean and, you know, what we've went through and, you know, I can't wait for that. I can't, you know, I want to
yeah,
throw
you know
myself
what?
Into church.
You know what? You need a program.
I agree.
And your boyfriend needs a program. And so if you
I
get
agree.
Into a recovery program and then you invite him into the recovery program
right.
and he won't go, I guess you kind of know the way this is going
yeah.
to go. Now, look,
right. well,
you're in the stage. I've worked with drug addicts a long time. You're in that stage of thinking, I am the exception to the rule. A lot of
right.
drug addicts go back, but look at my attitude. I mean, sure,
right.
I'm tempted with my boyfriend getting the Vicodin, and sure, I want to stay with him, even though he is not getting better. I want to believe him and why he's going to the doctor and all of that stuff. But if you could get into a recovery program, oh my goodness,
right.
your life would change. It would change, and I want that for you, and I really wish you would think about maybe I'm missing something, and it's the recovery program. A life recovery group would be amazing. We'll be back after this.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip, and that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever, and of course may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we love getting to be back. We're talking with Crystal, and Chris has some words of wisdom for you, Crystal. Hold on here. Chris.
Okay.
Crystal,
thank you.
Crystal, I've worked with people of addiction for about a decade now, and I want you to hear this, and because it's critically important. When you said you've been clean for 9 months or coming up on a year in February, you haven't. I'm so sorry to break that to you, but addiction is...
No, I understand that. I haven't been completely clean. Mm-hmm. I have been clean off methamphetamine.
Yes, yes.
I know that I still... Is this Chris from California?
Yes.
Hey, you don't remember me?
I don't.
I called you a while back. You told me to call you in a month and let you know how I was doing.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, say, okay.
Oh, this is the same Crystal.
Yes, okay. So, Crystal, here's the deal.
So you're still doing well, okay. But we got to get you doing weller.
So, addiction
right,
is addiction. Okay. Benzodiazepines, which is Xanax, Vicodin. Uh-huh. Okay. That is one of the most powerful addictive drugs on planet Earth. And when you when you come off of that and you withdraw, you're withdrawing in your bones. I mean, that is a painful experience. And your boyfriend's going to go get Vicodin. I have some really hard line feedback for you here, Crystal. And thank you. I'm so glad that you called back in. You've got to get recovery, and you've got to separate yourself from all of the pills, all of the prescriptions, anything that smells of an opiate, a benzo, and a stimulant.
Pills, people, and prescriptions.
Right. Yes, you got to create that separation. Find that and get into recovery today. Commit to going to a meeting today.
Right. Okay. And I can do that, you know, I can do that. And I know that I wasn't completely sober.
Yeah.
But I've been praying. I've been so sick of this for so long, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've struggled with drugs, you know, ever since I was younger, you know, about 20, 21 years old. And I come from a family of addicts, you know what I mean? And so does my boyfriend. And, you know, we did come to Christ together, and, you know, I pray for God, like, if he's not the one for me, to take him out of my life.
Well,
listen, the way you find out is you get into recovery and you ask him to join you, because you're living on kind of borrowed time. And it is part of the addiction arrogance to think we can do this without working those 12 steps and going to those meetings. And, you know, it's just what folks do when they want things to be better. But being off of a drug is not the same as taking your life back and recovering and restoring things that are broken. And that's what we want to see for every person. So hold on. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible right along with this little resource, Take Your Life Back, and hope that that's going to be a great blessing to you. Anybody else, if you have an addiction problem and you want to know about a tool that I think more addicts have discovered in the past couple of years, it is the Life Recovery Bible. It is really an amazing Bible that is helping people to get their life back. All right. Well, anybody else interested, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number that you can call. And right now, Larry Sonnenberg is back in the studio, and we want to talk about year-end giving. When you give a gift of any amount, just to say thank you, we're going to send you a 2017 wall calendar for the New Life family, and it's got some great quotes from Take Your Life Back by Dave Stoop and myself, beautiful scenery, and it's got some dates of our workshops and things. And, you know, people that get these calendars, they just say it makes you feel part of the New Life family. And if you're a supporter, you sure are. We cannot do this without you. Larry, help us understand why it's so important right now for people to give to New Life.
I will do that. The first thing I want to do is say thank you. I don't want to forget. I get so wrapped up with wanting to people to understand the importance of giving that I don't pause to say thank you to everybody who has given and who will give before the year is out. We are a ministry that expresses gratitude a lot. We just never want to forget the thankfulness that we have for you and your support. But it is year-end time. A lot of people give right at the very end of the year, and we just want our name to be out there amongst everybody you're considering giving to. We understand that New Life, for many people, is just one of several people, several organizations they give to. We wish that wasn't the case. We wish we're the only one on the planet that you gave to. But we understand church comes first. But it's important for us on two fronts. We want to finish the year strong.
That's right.
And finishing strong means we could start the new year strong. And we can fund next year starting the end of this year. And it's important that we have good, solid footing in order to do this. And the reason we do this is not, I'm not trying to convince you to send us money so we can pay our bills. I'm trying to send you money so that people that need help and support and get it will get it. I had a phone message when I got to my desk right after devotions last Wednesday, Steve. And this guy, he said, "Hi, this is," and he gave me his name. He said, "I went to Every Man's Battle 1 year and 1 month ago." Mm-hmm. He said, "I did my disclosure." He said, "That was freeing for me and very painful for my wife."
Yeah.
"But we've worked through it. It's been a year and a month. You have no idea how well we're doing and the freedom that we have found in
Isn't
Christ."
That great? Oh, my goodness.
It's awesome. "And I understand so much about myself that I didn't understand before." And then I got a letter just the same day. It says, "My wife Beth and I attended your men's and women's battle weekends. Got so much out of them. You're doing wonderful work in your ministry. I'm going to send you, or I'm sending you, a gift of support, $2,000. And Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you and your ministry does to help you, that gave me and my wife our lives back through your workshop."
That's so great.
That's why
that's
we do
paying
what we
it forward
do.
Right
that's,
there.
That's why we come to the mic and spend a few minutes of time to say, please, get on the wagon with these folks, please, and help us. It's really important.
Yeah. Well, please, please do. And, you know, some people say, "Well, you know, I don't know if I'm supposed to give and tithe." You know, Jesus himself said that you should tithe. He told the Pharisees, he said, "Of course you should tithe, but you should also go beyond that and really care for people that are having such a hard time." And that, you know, so you can quote Jesus on the tithe part of this. And we do want you to support your church, but oh my goodness, please help us here as we close out this year and really set the foundation for what's going to happen next year. One way to do it, of course, is to join Club New Life. And when you do, we send you 5 teaching segments from New Life TV, a New Life cross, which is beautiful and wonderful and reminds us of what we're all about here. And then there's a wonderful Christmas ornament that's included in this, and the CD that's In Defense of Christian Counseling with Henry Cloud, John Townsend, and Josh McDowell. It's really an amazing thing to listen to. That's just our way of saying thanks for being part of Club New Life, $30 a month. But please help us. We want to continue to have folks like Sherry come on this program and have someone say, hey, I love how you get to the heart of things. And someone like Chris to be here to say, hey, wait a second. Be sure you're talking real here, because addiction, you know, it makes you delusional. And we want to see people deal with reality.
We'd like to keep you around a little while, too, here, Steve.
Yeah.
So don't worry yourself out.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
We wouldn't be here without you. That's the truth. That's the truth, Steve.
If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.